In the Secret.
Once again, welcome to America's Night, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, we like to go inside the Beltway, and who better to do that with than the former Congressman Bob Ney from Talk Radio News, talk about a lot of what's happening and reverberating from, like I said, inside the Beltway. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, a little bit cold, but surviving.
That's key. You know, that's what you have to do. It's such extremes, as you know, for all the time spent in Washington. In the summer, at times when I spent a big chunk of my summers in Washington, I felt like I was melting. What's the nickname? Foggy Bottom?
Foggy Bottom. That's it. You remembered.
Yes, brutal. First of all, let's talk about the reaction to the Chinese president. There's a lot coming out now where John Boehner didn't go to the state dinner. I guess we knew that yesterday. And also Harry Reid didn't go to the state dinner. Were there sort of, you know, silent tones of protesting the Chinese president or nah?
Well, yes, Harry Reid actually called him a dictator and received quite a lot of accolades from human rights groups. Then he did appear in a photo op. John Boehner grumbled, and then he appeared in a meeting and I think a photo op, too. But there's a general fear, I think, of actually going to that state dinner. As far as I know, Congressman Clyburn and a member of the Senate may be the only two that actually went. The whole human rights issue in general and the economy and the jobs, you know, there's a lot of people riled up about it. President Obama did raise the Tibetan issue, Taiwan, and human rights in general with the president of China. Senator Kerry made a point, you know, we're not happy with this, but we've got to keep talking. China dodged, didn't help itself. It dodged the first question by Associated Press about human rights and then kind of gave a canned answer about the rest. So it was not a night where I think anybody wanted to, maybe they had excuses. It was too snowy to go to the White House.
There you go. That's a good one to pull out whenever it does snow.
Right.
You're right. How about repealing the House, of course, repealing health care, taking that vote? Now what happens in the process moving forward? The conversation is about the Senate, and you and I both know the numbers truly aren't there. Do you think it does go through the Senate, or nah, it's bounced out?
No, it doesn't. But let me take a different little spin, because I think I know what's going on in D.C., and I think everybody else does. You know, I thought at first this was going to be okay, satisfy the base, we take a vote. But Eric Cantor, one of the top Republicans under Boehner, came out and said, look, Senator Reid, all we want is a vote. I think you're going to see a lot of money flowing in the airwaves, not even talking about the substance of the issue, Kate, but talking about why won't you do a vote, Senator Reid? You know, this is a democracy. You're going to see that whole mantra. It's going to be up to the Obama administration, really, to see how fast they can implement the health care bill through the agencies, which is the process now. And also, a lot of people, especially on the left side, are saying, look, this has got to be defended. You got to pull out what's working here and talk about it. So I think it's going to be a battle of interest groups, money, and airwaves.
Yeah, well said. Senator Joe Lieberman says the other day, this is it, 2012, I'm done. Did he raise any eyebrows or no? People thought Joe was going to step away.
Well, can I take a liberty of just saying maybe it was bipartisan cheers across the Capitol from Republicans, Democratic side, and independents? You know, a lot of people really didn't expect it, but then I think there were indicators out there, and people were saying, okay, this is it. And no disrespect to him, but he's been so controversial that I'm not sure that he's going to have any solid group that's going to, you know, exactly be moaning about it, frankly.
Yeah. Last one, Bob. This I'm sure will get a lot of play on my show. The Republicans are trying to do this deal where, and it would be historic, a lot of people are calling that, the $2.5 trillion spending cut. Will they be successful? Some of the things they're talking about cutting is, of course, public broadcasting. What do you think happens here?
Well, on some of these, they went after the discretionary funds. There's going to be some wailing, also defense discretionary funds. They're going to succeed on part of it, but frankly, they will probably, even with the majority they have, Kate, not have the votes to do certain things. In my 11 years there, I saw public broadcasting come under the knife, but always survived the surgery, for example.
There you go. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, thanks. We appreciate your
Thank
insights.
Thank you.
Talking to Bob, you know, I mentioned the deal about the GOP spending cuts and who would be affected. Well, low-income students, for example, under what's being suggested, and if it ultimately is approved, we get much smaller grants. People who are disabled would have to wait a little bit longer for their benefits. That would be a couple of things that would be whacked. The real impact of the campaign promise, you remember, to cut $100 billion from the budgets of domestic agencies, that's where you'd have to cherry pick. So next week, there's a vote on a resolution that would set appropriations money for the rest of the year at 2008 pre-recession levels. Pretty tough to do that. That's a serious rollback. Isn't that what they call it at Walmart or Kmart or one of those where they do the rollback? You have to do a massive rollback here. This vote is going to be another one that's probably more symbolic than anything because we know this. The actual cuts would have to be made in appropriation bills, and then you've got to clear a big hurdle, which is a 60-vote hurdle in the Senate, and Republicans have 47 of the seats, so they don't have the juice there. Now, this $100 billion promise that was part of the Pledge to America, remember that? Go back to that manifesto. I don't remember who it was who first said it. It might have been John Boehner, but it's based on cuts from the recommendations for 2011. The actual savings, though, winding back, talking about the rollback to the Bush levels, would be a little bit less since the government is operating at just a tad over the lower budget. But all that nonsense aside, this is what it would boil down to. You would literally be taking scissors, put a giant board up and decide, where are you cutting? So FBI, NASA, National Park Service, remember some of that was already affected. They closed down parks, didn't keep them open as long. Federal layoffs would be absolutely ground zero for all this. They'd be unavoidable. So if the GOP does do the spending cut deal, that means cutting out some government, there would be some people that would be pretty unhappy with that. And NASA knew it, though. They knew that they were coming under the scrutiny. The FBI did, too. So it would be a 16% slash for the FBI and a 13% cut in the operating budget for the national parks, which we saw happen before would mean smaller, you know, shorter hours, rather, or certain days that the park wouldn't be open, you know, that kind of stuff. But these were big time midterm election promises. There's that word. And why, when someone campaigns, they insist. So I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see that there are definitely going to be slashes. And it can't be all the little stuff. Pell grants would certainly come into play for college students. That's the first thing I mentioned. It could be cut by about a grand from the maximum grants that they get now, which is close to, I think, $5,500. And then housing subsidies would probably be cut back too. For Section 8 vouchers, they would have to take some of that out, I'm assuming. And what the Republicans are saying now in trying to scrutinize it is that every account will absorb pretty much an 18% cut. That's how you can get back to the 2008 numbers that we're talking about. The most popular programs would probably be chopped less, and then others that weren't as popular probably get cut more. That makes sense, right? All right, coming up on the flip side, we're getting away from politics, and we're going to the politics of sports, AFC and NFC championship games. The Buddha, up next here on ATN.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
But I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend, certainly on Sunday. Football, football, more football. How about those Jets? Wow. How about those Jets? Green Bay Jets, Steelers. Oh, my, oh, my. What do we have to cheer about? I think a lot, actually, because the storylines are so broad for these teams. And I've told people this before. I covered the Jets when I was on The Fan in New York and the Giants, and I'm very excited for a lot of the people in that franchise. Some of the people that were there when I covered them, you know, 5-6 years ago. Of course, coaching staff is different and whatnot, but it's, they're really excited in New York. I heard you just like you have to hold them down. They're unglued by what now has happened. So you got the Packers and the Bears, and then you have the Jets and the Steelers on the AFC side of things. The Boot is here, Steve Booten. Wow, did you think this was going to happen? How about this setup, huh?
I mean, I hate to say it, but I really did. And, you know, a friend of mine was at Times Square today, 25,000 deep for the Jets pep rally. He said it was unbelievable. That city is green once again. I mean, like you said, they've been waiting for this for so long, and they've been through so many maybes and Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and, you know, Al Groh and, you know, all the different coaching changes till they finally got their man. And, I, you know, there's probably a couple of 100,000 New Yorkers who will say right now it was well worth the wait, because Rex Ryan, man, he is everything that he has laid out to be. I mean, when you go into two games, and really you could say the last four games that the Jets played, but specifically going into Indianapolis and then going into New England and beating those teams, like he said, that was personal. And I think that this week it's not personal. I think for the Jets this week it's strictly business, and I think they're going to approach it that way. And, you know, the one thing the gamblers haven't learned, they're the same gamblers that made these Jets almost an 11-point underdog last week, is if you disrespect this Jets team, this particular Jets team, if you disrespect them, you're going to pay dearly. And once again, the gamblers have made the Jets a 3.5-point underdog to a team that they're at least as good as. And if you go against the Jets and if you disrespect the Jets, you're going to pay dearly once again.
Yeah, you know, you and I also talked about the Steelers, and you were right about the Steelers, thinking, you know what, they're going to be there, they're going to be there at the end, and here they are at the end. If you look at it, as you say, they're going to pay dearly because of how that line's been set. If you were to break this down, what do you think has to happen for the Steelers to keep that favorite status and the points and get past the Jets? What do they have to do?
Well, obviously they're looking to get a big bump from Troy Polamalu, you know, back in the game where they didn't have him the last time that they faced the Jets in Pittsburgh, where the Jets got the win, and they're going to hope that that's going to be the difference. But you know truthfully, you know, I think that, you know, this game comes down to one thing and one thing only for the Jets, and it's not the points that they score on offense necessarily. It's where they get their extra points from, because in every game that they've played, they've gotten, you know, certain big plays that weren't on offense. I think more importantly, what they've proved in the last few weeks is what they're looking from Sanchez is no mistakes. They don't necessarily need the miracles and the heroics. They
yeah.
just need him to be steady. When he's steady and he doesn't turn the ball over and the game is left in the hands of the Jet defense, man, defenses win championships, and that's the type of team they've assembled right now. And not enough said about Darrell Revis. He is the reason, you know, we don't say his name because no one ever throws his way. But you have to understand, when he changes the complete dynamic of a game, you know, from the defensive standpoint, when he can just take your best receiver and say, you know what, this guy, he's done today. Forget him. Put him in the ice box, and now you've got to replan your whole offense either around one side of the field or without your best player on offense, and that's always going to throw the advantage the Jets' way.
Yeah, it's funny. Revis, remember the Hard Knocks deal that the Jets did at HBO? A lot of that conversation was about Revis because he wasn't in training camp, and they said it flat out how they needed him, how they had to make a deal with him no matter what, how they had to figure it out. And
yeah,
and
not
boom.
The best negotiating tool, that Hard Knocks, but at the end of the day, they got their man.
No kidding. And I'm glad you brought him up, because what a difference maker. All right, if we go to the earlier game,
yep.
The Bears and the Packers, you and I talked about Jay Cutler all
we
year
did.
Long. How crazy with Cutler, and now
yep.
Green Bay favored by 4, but it's being played at Soldier Field. What do you think happens?
Well, I want to throw a little caution to the wind, a little disclaimer. You know, the last time we spoke last Thursday, you know, I have to tell you that when we speak on Thursdays, Kat, I give you my straight gut opinion
yeah.
as it stands at this second.
Yeah.
What I can't tell you is what's going to happen between now and Sunday. Last Thursday gave you and your listeners a big speech about how I saw a swagger in the Seahawks, and I thought the Seahawks could actually cover and win the game, and if they win the game, we could wind up in the Super Bowl. And as it turns out, my loyal followers, your listeners as well, know who bought my pick on Sunday. I was all over the Bears when the information came in. That just superseded anything I had thought up until that point. I wound up on the Bears last week for my big play, and I hit it. And by the way, on Sundays now, 9 out of my last 11 football NFL Sundays winners, I'm probably having my best year in the last 4 years. Maybe it's because I'm on your show. I don't know. So I'm going to look to stay on your show as long as possible until that streak goes elsewhere. But I think here, you know, although Cutler is playing beyond steady and as good as you could ask him to play, A-Rodge, like I call him, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's the best quarterback left.
Yeah.
He's the best quarterback in the 4 teams that are left right now. That being said, let's face it, you know, Green Bay will not repeat their 31-36 masterpiece they put together last week, passing the ball in the climate-controlled confines of the Georgia Dome. This week they're outdoors, you know, in Chicago, nasty January weather, in whatever's left of the turf there at Soldier Field. And like so many of these Bears-Packer games, this one's coming down to the end. These teams are about as close as you get from a matchup standpoint. When you have teams that are evenly matched up like this in close games like this one's going to be, the difference usually is the quarterback. Going back to my original point, I like A-Rodge here. I think advantage Green Bay. Lay the 4, buy it down to 3.5. I know that sounds crazy because you figure you're still not protecting yourself from the 3-point difference. But 4 is actually the most popular number that games land on in the NFL. More games land on 4 than 5, 6, or 7 combined. 3 is number 1, but 4 is right behind it. Buy this number down, get a little protection, and take your Green Bay Packers.
All right, great information.
Also, you know, there's a lot of props, and I just wanted to tell everybody, too, that, you know, as these last 2 games come, 2 weeks come up, you know, they're going to see prop bets like they've never seen before. And,
yeah.
You know, just beware. That's the bookmaker's way of just giving you as full of a menu as possible, trying to divert your attention and take your eyes off the prize. Have fun with the props. Play a little bit with them, but don't play as much as you play on the regular games, because then you wind up just blowing it from a volume standpoint. If you want to take a look at some of the props that are out there now, AFC is -1 on the early football line with a total of 44. So if you think the Packers are going to wind up, you're a Packers fan and you think they're going to play the Jets possibly in the Super Bowl and be a 3.5, 4-point favorite over the Jets, you may want to take +1 right now with the NFC. That's a pretty solid bet.
Yeah.
To win the Super Bowl completely, Pittsburgh +2-1, Jets +3-1, Bears the biggest number +5-1, Green Bay's the favorite right now at -140, and I'll say it again, no respect for the Jets, +3-1 stands out to me as the value. And then the last thing I would say is they have the Super Bowl matchups, which you can bet up right now on who you think the Super Bowl matchup will be. If you think it's going to be the Bears and Jets, you're at +5-1, Bears and Steelers +3-1, Packers and Jets, who I think it'll be, +2.5-1, and Packers and Steelers +130, no value there. But that's obviously the way that the gamblers think it's going to land right now, Packers-Steelers. I think I'm going with the Jets all the way. Kat, it sounds like you're with me.
I am.
So J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I like that. Buddha has spoken. Steve Budin, sportsinfo.com. Thank you so much. We'll see. I agree with you. I like the Packers and the Jets. We'll see if that's going to be the matchup.
We will see, and I'll speak to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Steve. How about that? Packers and the Jets, which would be my choice as well. But interesting scenarios, as he was talking about the prop bets. And when you get to the Super Bowl, there are even crazier things, too. Who wins the coin flip? What happens in the first quarter, any trick plays, that kind of stuff. Points, of course, there's always points first, second, third, and fourth quarter as well. Remember, you can always hook up with us at americatonight.net. If you go to americatonight.net, click on Facebook and Twitter, you can get us that way too. Send us your thoughts, always welcome. You can vent, tell us what you think, unload if you want to, americatonight.net.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
So let's fill in the blanks across America. Sadly, there's been a terrible, terrible police shooting, awful shootout in Miami. And if you've ever been to Miami, it's funny. I used to spend a lot of time down there. And one thing I used to think it was like the capital of Central America and the traffic. People talk about the traffic in Los Angeles, how awful it is, and it is. Because that's their mode of transportation. Everybody has to have a car pretty much, right? And then people will complain about New York, but I don't get that because there's so much other forms of transportation. You've got other ways to get around. Buses, the subways, the best. You don't have to be caught in any kind of traffic jams. And frankly, when I've driven in New York, I don't find it to be that horrible. I think you can get from point A to point B, but Miami's terrible for that. The driving's terrible, and it's, and as I said, I spent lots and lots of time down there. I thought it was, pretty rough. So here's what happened. Two Miami cops and a suspect were killed when all of a sudden the shootout erupted, where you had a lot of law enforcement agents trying. They were on the scene. So they all were swarming the scene to serve a murder warrant for a fugitive who was known to be very violent. And the police officer, the male officer who was shot once and died at the scene, sadly, and they've released his name. His name's Roger Castilla. The female officer who was shot several times died in surgery. And her name was Amanda Hayworth. It's worth saying this because to be a cop in Miami, you are really in the thick of it. And then there was a third officer who was treated at the hospital, just nicked in the knee. So they killed the suspect, this 23-year-old Johnny Sims. You hear what I said, how old he was? 23 years old. And he had a handgun. And I don't know if he had a whole bunch of other weapons, but they knew he was inside the house. There was this duplex, and it had bars all over the windows. They asked him to come out, and he wouldn't come out. What had happened is he was released from prison in September on probation. He was convicted for armed robbery and for selling coke, and he was wanted for murder, something that happened in October in Miami. So this is all they were doing. They knew there was a chance. You know, the guy was kind of squirrely and violent. So a lot of people responded with that warrant. In other words, there was a whole bunch of police officers that went to just serve this. And unfortunately, he had the upper hand on them. A relative of his opened the door, stepped away, told the cops that he would be right back, and instead someone started shooting. So you have them staking out the place, looking around, and it's just a tragic thing that you see way too much in that city. Because you have a suspect who could give a crap. He doesn't care. He'll gun down cops. He'll gun down anyone. It doesn't matter. So that's exactly what happened. I guess he thought he was going to shoot his way out of it. But behind those police officers, there were so many more. And I think they were just all stunned at what had happened. And, you know, clearly they were wearing body armor. They had police identification. But it didn't matter. So now, and of course he's dead, so there's nothing, there's nowhere to go with this other than to bury these cops, and it's just chalk it up to a very sad nightmare for these families that are left behind. I mean, they were murdered. They were murdered by someone who had murdered someone else. And you have to think that they may change the way that they deliver warrants. I mean, they arrest people for crimes all over the place, all over the country. And in fact, the U.S. Marshals Service said the officers that were gunned down were working with the Fugitive Task Force. So, you know, they knew the possibilities, I guess, is what I'm saying, but just didn't, in knocking at the door, didn't think that was going, you know, didn't think that was going to happen. And one of them has three kids, and then the other cop had a 13-year-old son. So awful thing when you hear something like that. How somebody, really, honestly, for as much as you can criticize sometimes things that happen with the police and some of the crazy corruption across the country in various police departments, I tip my cap to the cops. I really do. I have met many terrific cops in my career who I don't know how they do it day in and day out. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop. I have an uncle who's a cop. And I can tell you stories that you just would think I'm making them up. In fact, I've told one of them that the uncle was stabbed so many times, I can't believe that he's alive. And somehow he did survive. And that was a domestic violence call. And there again, responding to a call, and who knew that was going to happen, that he wasn't going to be able to control the man in a rage and almost lost his life because of it. But anyway, these police officers, certainly we feel for their families. And you wonder now how they may tweak things possibly in Miami as a result of that. Another big deal that happened earlier in the day, I think that could affect many of us, not just in this country, but people are listening all over the place, is the FDA and what they came out with, this promise and this Alzheimer's drug. There's been a lot of conversation about this. And really most of the buzz happened in the last couple of days. And it was a formality at this point. You have a federal panel where they throw in a whole bunch of experts, so-called medical experts. And what they're saying is they've got this chemical that they now have been testing that's designed to help screen for Alzheimer's and could, of course, be useful because then you know in studying and training doctors in the future in having these warning signs and screening this out, how much more would you be armed with knowing that this was a serious possibility? But what happened, the Food and Drug Administration, these panels that they put together, voted 16-0 in favor of approval for this drug, it's called Amyvid, on the condition that they demonstrate that the images can be interpreted by doctors who have gotten training in just reading the scans, so they know what they're looking for, in other words. And if they didn't do that, they voted against it, so they have to have that in place. Now, the FDA doesn't have to even follow the advice, but usually they do because they don't want any problems across the board. Alzheimer's affects 5 million seniors now just in the U.S. And with the baby boomers coming into old age, I think you're going to see that number really, really jump. And I guarantee there's somebody listening to me that has had a relative or family friend or somebody, someone they know has been hit with Alzheimer's, and it's really a tough thing to deal with. And ultimately, the sad end of it, and that's what it is, ultimately there's things that you can do and try to do and whatnot, but the sad thing is the person usually is scared and they have no idea half the time who the people are around them. So I say this is good. I mean, this is good that there's this possibility of identifying it and knowing ahead of time. Here's something else that came out during the day that I thought was inspiring. Let's say that Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman who was gunned down by Jared Lee Loeffner a couple of weeks ago, just a couple of weeks ago. Think about this: she can stand up without help. She's trying to speak and got outside, went outside for the first time since she was shot in the head 12 days ago. That is pretty quick to be able to do that, to be able to get on her feet like that and to be able to move around. So bravo. In this sickening, horrible thing that happened, there is your one silver lining. The fact that this congresswoman seems to be rehabbing or getting better at a pretty rapid pace. And then she's going to go to a trauma center in Houston, a trauma rehab center, I should say, in the next couple of days. So, you know, all full speed ahead, which is very, very good news. And to see, I mean, just to see some of the photographs that were taken, wow, amazing stuff. And this is her last full day at UMC. And, you know, now, like I said, she's going back to Houston. It's the first time that she was outside getting some of that daylight since the January 8th shooting spree in that Tucson supermarket. And you have to use words like remarkable because I'm no doctor, but to be able to see that and realize what's happened, and you have to say that's just, wow, that's just incredible. All right, how about that, man? And I got a couple of emails from several of you, by the way, asking me about Giffords and if I had heard that story. So thanks for that. But, yes, I had earlier in the day. Of course, immediately anything that happens with Giffords, it's all over the place and people are texting you and all that sort of stuff because it's that, like I said, that's the thing in this awful tragedy that people are hanging on to, grabbing on to, that Giffords will recover fully from what happened in that supermarket. If you have any thoughts on that, I was telling you previously, same thing. Let us know. Go to americatonight.net. Also, if you go to the website, we've got Blunder of the Day. Check out the picture of Al Davis, the Raiders owner. What was he thinking when he got up on that morning? Check it out.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
America Tonight, a new little feature that we're adding once a week called Sports Shorts. But before we get to that, a couple of quick things. Things that really, of all the things we talked about in this hour, the sad tale, serving the warrant, guy murdered someone, that was what the warrant was for. They had cold evidence on him. He had been in trouble before with the law. He was out on probation, and he guns down 2 cops, kills them, and they both have families. And the marshals were actually involved in helping to execute this warrant. And so the Miami-Dade Police Department is just stunned. I heard they're just stunned. Stunned because they're trying to come to grips with, wow, okay, we knew that this wasn't going to be easy to serve this, but were they expecting that to happen? And the answer is no, they weren't expecting that to happen. So we talked about that. We talked about healthcare and Hu Jintao, the Chinese president, and his state dinner appearance or state dinner in his honor that was sickening to so many. Donald Trump went off on that earlier in the day and talked about the fact that he's a dictator and why are we hosting a dinner for the Chinese president who clearly is a violator of human rights? And even Harry Reid upset and not willing to go to the state dinner. So Democrats and Republicans alike, there were certainly many who made statements. We chatted about that. We chatted about health care and the rebound of health care. And at this point, the repeal vote is the big story. But where does it go in the Senate? Nowhere. And if it did, and there's no vote scheduled anyway, but if that were to change, then it would be vetoed by the president anyway. And I think we all realize that. And then talking about the spending cuts and the Republicans saying, get ready because we're going to get out our scissors and we're going to chop a lot of things that we promised we were going to cut out. And in doing that, there are people that are going to lose their jobs. There are things that are going to be eliminated in all kinds of departments across the board. So people who work for the government are a little nervous these days, wondering how far that actually trickles down to them. If it's, you know, you still have to get the votes in the Senate. And the votes in the Senate, I don't know that they're going to be there for the number that they're talking about. If you're talking about 100 million and trying to figure out a way to do that, 100 million plus actually 200 million, how you're going to get those votes when you've got 47 Republicans, it's not enough. And then that much more Democrats. So they don't add up, and unless there were enough jumps across the board, you're not going to get those appropriations through. But the conversation's interesting, and of course, the budgetary problems are huge. Are huge. Even there was a headline I saw, and I think it was on Drudge, where the headline said, bankruptcy for states quietly studied. Yeah, because there's too many IOUs out there. California's famous for it. If you're a vendor, you wouldn't want to deal with the state of California because where you used to get your money like clockwork, you won't get your money now, and you got to pay people depending on what business you're in. So they're working behind the scenes to come up with a way to figure out, well, how can these states do the bankruptcy deal and get out from under these crushing debts that they can't seem to remove. And the pensions for the public workers, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You've heard that expression before. The rock is killing them. And states are barred from protection in federal bankruptcy court. So you'd have to go the constitutional route because the states, what, are considered sovereign. But the states, so many of the states are falling apart. Like, look at Illinois. What they had to do, they had no way out. They didn't know what they were going to do, so they jacked up taxes so high that people don't even want to live there anymore. Yeah, I like the Cubs, I like my place, but I can't afford anything anymore. Gotta leave. How about the Bears? So the insolvent pension funds probably are the biggest things. So if you're working for the federal government in a lawmaker capacity, what are you worried about here? Why are you trying to figure out, why are you trying to help states get a, behind the scenes, get a bankruptcy procedure in play? Because if you're California, which California already asked them, they were told no. If you're Illinois, if you're Florida, wherever, pick a state, any state, pick a flavor, any flavor. They're going to ask for a bailout. They're going to be asked for a bailout. So Congress can't bail out the states. I mean, yeah, we bailed out the banks already. Sorry, we spent all our money. States, too big to fail. Sorry. And bankruptcy would also be a problem for the people who have retired. That's the problem. And I think that's a tricky legal issue that they're going to have a hard time with And it's going all the way up the flagpole. I mean, it's going all the way up. This is serious, serious business. Because remember New York. Remember in the 70s, the crisis they had in New York and what they had to do to try to help New York. What they did was they established this municipal assistance corporation. And that is what helped pull New York out of the hole that they were in. But there's so many states, and I think they're going to figure out a way to make this bankruptcy thing happen. So from all of that, we turn it back to sports, and here's a little thing I cut on the Australian Open.
Grab your tennis rackets as we head to the land down under for the first Grand Slam in tennis, next with me, the sports princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's the first major of the year in its 99th year, and it's going on right now in Melbourne Park with the best male and female tennis players in the world. Over the years, the tournament couldn't get commitments from many of its stars and featured weak draws. Starting back in 1905, they had trouble getting foreign players for one reason. It was hard to reach the country from other parts of the world. In the 20s, the trip from Europe by ship to Australia took about 45 days. They also had a hard time deciding where to play it, holding it in 7 different cities, 5 of them in Australia and 2 in New Zealand. The tournament falls mid-January every year and has many of the pros asking that the tourney be moved to February instead, including Roger Federer, and he's won it 4 times. This year, the man and the woman who wins the title will walk away with $2.2 million. With the proper incentive, something tells me the date won't be a problem. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Yes, and they are down under. Andy Roddick, for example, had a really tough time in his match before he was able to really smoke Robin Haas with 32 aces. So he's into the fourth round of the Aussie Open. Roddick is seated 8th, and he's looking for his 2nd Grand Slam title. Can you believe that? He was the American with all the promise. Everybody thought he was going to be the next Pete Sampras because of the big serve, or even an Andre Agassi, but it turns out he was neither of those guys. He's struggled. He's gotten into some finals, and he's had times lately where he's played well. Unfortunately, he ran into Roger Federer last year at Wimbledon, and that was tough. That's where, you know, the wheels came off when he needed them to be on. And Roddick is, like I said, looking for his 2nd Grand Slam title. He won his first back in 2003. But he knows what it's about. He knows that you go round and round on that carousel. And what I tell everybody who listens to America Tonight every once in a while, remember, you can always get back up on the horse, reach out, and grab that brass ring.